like, or do we like it kind of as is?
I kind of went back. I went back to the verse at the very end.
Mm-hmm.
I kind of like that.
Yeah.
I think I'll just, yeah, continue with some kind of intentions.
Oh, yeah, I like how that leads to that last step thing. Like, build it off.
My eyes are dry. Sorry, I'm just talking. No, 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 my eyes, my contacts. I'm fine. Yeah. Oh, random question. Are we free to re-release Law?
I sent it to the mastering guy, so
yes.
He'll probably send it back.
So we owe you money.
Yeah, it's like 50 total.
So everybody like
10?
10, 15, 12, 13, 15? 15 times 4?
12.333, I don't know the math. Yeah.
Whatever, just Venmo request. Okay, cool. I had no idea you were doing that. Let me know, and then I can publish it. And I don't know if we need to, what? No, 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 go ahead. Oh, a cover art? I mean, we could. Did you have like an idea? Oh, just a thought. I might AI. Yeah. I know. So yeah. I might ask my friend Michael, cuz he did the Wasting My Time cover art.
Yeah. But,
yeah, okay, I could see that. Yeah, like incorporating our new pictures.
Yeah,
okay, I'll let Michael work with that. Because we have, like, I don't know if you all know this, but we have, like, an official color palette, official fonts and stuff. My friend Michael's a graphic designer. He did it all for us. So we have, like, yeah. So, but that's the story. I didn't have much else to go with that, but good call out. So let me know when that's ready. And yeah, I didn't know you were doing that. I knew you brought it up.
Yeah, I was happy enough with the final mix I sent around. So yeah, I just sent it to that guy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that like brings me to another point, like. Do we want to... Well, Lame has never been recorded. Do we want to do Lame?
And I haven't looked at... It's been a while since I've looked at any of the other live show recordings.
Mm-hmm.
Like, there are very well maybe gems in there.
You want to take a pass at those?
I think, like, there's a full recording of us floating around. So any of us could listen to it and be like, I like that one, or I like that one.
Mm-hmm. Wait, in what
then,
drive?
Did
you send us a drive?
I said, Google Drive. There's Google Drive links somewhere in the messages.
I'll look at it. I'll look at it again.
It should
and then
be like, it'll be like a 45-minute. That might have been the stupid mega link.
I don't know. I think the song, as a new song, it should be like,
Lame, yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
that's fair. Yeah, we could record it again and then like add overdubs and layers and stuff.
Are you talking about Lame?
Yeah.
Have it.
What did you say?
We're talking about Lame.
I was talking about any of the songs we played at the live show that might also be not necessarily Lame. Like any of those, we could clean up and release the same way we did with Law. Like, I don't think Law was the only good one. There were a couple ones where we kind of messed up that might be hard to fix, but...
I'll take a review. I agree with you. That way we can just keep releasing those.
Lame would be a good one to try to record.
In a studio.
I think we could do it here easily.
Do it here?
Yeah. As long as we get a good take, then...
Maybe,
I don't know.
We're recording that.
I mean, yeah. Don't you have that? Do you have a screen? We could put a makeshift screen.
Yeah. And then, really.
Kyle used to do this, like, on the side, recording.
Yeah. And that's the main reason to replace the vocal tape, is to not worry about bleed, unless you have, like, a separate booth. But aside from that, like, guitars can be loud enough. And a lot of times, if you get it right, the bleed can actually sound good. You can glue the track together.
Yeah.
So.
I just don't like that's the thing, you know? Like I have some... I'm not the one doing the behind-the-scenes work, but I've been part of the process, and I know it's like...
Yeah.
You know,
Steve Albini, may he rest in peace.
Oh,
would
yeah.
Tell us
yeah.
to embrace the bleed.
So...
Well, that's what I'm gonna say, like, we're gonna space ourselves out, and, like, get, like, drums
yeah.
or, like, well,
put more mics
yeah,
on the
mics, yeah.
So do we record it here then?
I think we should try it.
Okay, try it here.
We have to pay a lot of money to get better.
Yes. I do not have it.
Taylor's band.
Taylor's gonna take us to electrical audio.
Oh my god. My friend gave me $50 of...
Yeah, that's Steve Albini studio. It's somewhere in town, yeah.
It's
like $2,000 a day or something.
Jesus Christ.
$1,000
a day? Like a whole day?
I don't know.
If that was split between all of us, like...
If you were, like, coming there prepared.
But you're just getting the studio. You're probably not getting, like, a producer or somebody, like an engineer.
Producer.
Like, I would get someone else to master it and then reach out to friends for...
My friend gave me $50 to go to Mystery Street, if you want to go to Mystery Street, recording for something.
Just an hour, right?
$50?
Yeah.
I don't know. I think. I gotta use it.
I think I could do the Mystery Street.
I have $50 there, so someone use it.
But I think we should take a like
in Linkin
dates.
Park.
Like
what?
Dates for those recording. Like
oh.
Dates.
Oh, these are the dates we're doing
yeah.
it. Yeah, sure.
Like,
let's do it.
I think like instead of a practice.
Instead of a practice, we just do lame. Or record. Yeah, let's do that. So.
And I think we could record one of the songs that we play in that show. I think we could record a rehearsal, one of the songs that we play, like the oldies, and play like it's a show song, like a live song, but it's...
Here,
you know, it's because we were more, you know, relaxed, we feel more confident, and if we make a mistake, okay, we'll do it again, and we'll do...
Okay.
We'll redo the...
We could even do that now, couldn't we?